ultimately the bees die. I suppose that's a signal of the time we live in partly, but it does seem to be a struggle to keep bees. So on the afternoon after we dismantled the hive, I made this portrait of the queen, 10th February. I keep the queen. She is long in my hand, her legs slightly pliant, folded, dropped down, wings flat that flew her mating flight to the sun and back, full of spermatozoa, drone song. She was made mechanically ecstatic. I magnify what she is, magnify her skews and centers. How downy she is, fur like a fox's grayness, like a thistle's mane, wings perfect, abdomen subtle in shades of brittle, her rear legs are big in the lens, feet like hung anchors or hooks for staying on cell rims, veins in her wings are a root work of rivers, all echo and interlace. This is her face, compound eye. I look at the slope of her head, the mouth's proboscis, her thin tongue piercing as pink as cut flesh, flash glass. Some hairs feather and split below the head. Those eyes are like castanets, cast nets, woman all feral and ironwork. I slip under the framework into the subtle. The wing is jointed to the black leather shoulder. I wear it, I am soft to stroke the lower blade fans. Third generation queen of our stock, you fall as I turn. I hold your hunchback, a carcass of lightness, no grief, part animal, part flower.